This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you peruse the bestseller lists, as I do from time to time, there is what you might call an anomaly sitting right there on top in the nonfiction category. Thomas Piketty and his book Capital in the 21st Century, in which inequality figures prominently, are something of a sensation. 300,000 copies sold, back orders galore, and Piketty is now as much of a celebrity as economists can really be, let alone one whose book was originally written in French. Piketty's translator, a fellow by the name of Arthur Goldhammer, is something of a celebrity in his world, too, as Marketplace's David Gura found out.
Art Goldhammer met Thomas Piketty when The Economist was lecturing at Harvard, and a few years later, Piketty asked him to translate his new book, the title in French,
Le Capital au XXIe siècle.
It took him 5 months to translate some 600 pages.
The manuscript came in about twice as long as expected.
Goldhammer works from home. He lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
I spend most of my waking day in this little room, slightly larger than a closet.
This is where he reads and writes, and it's also where he tinkers.
I do some programming in my spare time and study physics and keep up with my past life.
Goldhammer has a PhD in math from MIT. He did his first translation in 1977.
My route to translation was highly unusual.
After serving in Vietnam, he was living in Paris, and he needed money.
I mean, Arthur's career is extraordinary. He's translated a large number of books, and he knows an enormous amount.
Princeton professor David Bellows has written a book about translation. It has a great title. It's called, Is That a Fish in Your Ear?
When it comes to translating books for publishers, well, the big division is between nonfiction translators and fiction translators.
But Goldhammer has tackled both. And Bellows says there's something else that makes Goldhammer exceptional.
I would say there may be 20, 30 people in the English-speaking world who live by book translation alone.
Charles Cobb runs the French-American Foundation. The organization awards a translation prize every year, and Goldhammer has won it 4 times.
Most translators are underpaid and sometimes underappreciated.
They're not just going through a text word by word, Cobb says. There's more to it than that.
Capturing the flavor and the feeling and the context.
And he laments there aren't more books being translated into English. One reason, Art Goldhammer says, is there seems to be less money available for translations these days. There used to be more subsidies from foundations and foreign governments.
Lately, it's the author who finds his own subsidy, his or her own subsidy.
Goldhammer won't say how much he was paid to translate Capital in the 21st Century. He says the money is decent, but it's much less than what a tenured professor makes. Goldhammer says most translators are paid a fee for every 1,000 words.
In this case, I probably would have made out if I had taken royalties, but I didn't.
He'd expected this translation to sell maybe 20,000 copies, and so far, it's sold 15 times that. But Goldhammer says he has no regrets.
It's rare for me to translate a book where I can expect all of my friends at least to have heard about the book, if not to have read it.
The translator is in a funny position. On the one hand, Goldhammer's got some distance. He's not the author. But Goldhammer says he considers himself a member of a team, the man who brought Piketty's work to a huge new audience. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.